The Edward M. Cotter is moored just off Ohio Street on the Buffalo River. Tour boats and kayakers were quietly passing as the Cotter's captain, John Sixt, explained that it's the oldest active working fireboat in the world.
Yeah, when they first built this boat in 1900, there were already two fireboats active in the city of Buffalo.
How is it this one survived and the other two didn't?
That's a good question. I believe a lot of it had to do with the famous Swedish steel that's made, the hull's made from. Plus, I'm sure being in a freshwater lake helps as well. So,
built in 1900, the boat was originally named the William S. Granton in honor of the city's first paid fire commissioner. But in 1953, after an extensive refitting that included the installation of diesel engines, the boat was briefly renamed the Firefighter and then the Edward M. Cotter, in memory of a Buffalo firefighter and fire union leader who had recently passed away. The Cotter will be playing host Friday evening to approximately 60 members of the Tuberty family who have a connection to the vessel.
Our grandfather, John J. Tuberty, was fire commissioner of Buffalo in 1941 and for however many years after that, as well as the Brooklyn Navy Yard. He started off as firefighter, moved his way up in the ranks, and born and raised in Buffalo, and his father came direct from Ireland.
Diane Tuberty, who now lives in Washington, D.C., says relatives will be coming in from as far away as California for this gathering.
When we were growing up, my dad, Paul Francis Tuberty, used to tell us how when he was a little kid, his father, our grandfather, used to take him out on the boat during the ice breaking, and how they used to think that was the coolest thing and their dad did this. So for our reunion this weekend, we thought it would be really great to kind of relive a Tuberty moment.
The family will be welcomed aboard the Cotter for a ride and to tour the Buffalo Fire Museum on William Street. But they're also hoping to spread the word that the Edward M. Cotter is in need of upgrades. Ron Endel, vice president of the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy, says it will cost an estimated $300,000 to make those repairs.
It needs the new propellers, new screws. The engines need overhaul. Thanks to the work of the captain and the marine engineer are keeping this thing running. But it needs some help.
The fireboat has taken part in numerous rescues through its history, aiding a disabled U.S. Coast Guard vessel in 1983, helping a tall ship that struck a sandbar in 1984, and in 1978 assisting in an emergency with the USS Little Rock, which was taking on water and listing. The Cotter helped pump water out so the decommissioned naval ship could be repaired. The Cotter also responded to a fire in Port Colborne, Ontario in 1960. The boat also overcame its own tragedy. In 1928, while responding to a burning oil barge, flames gutted the fireboat itself. One of her crew, Chief Engineer Thomas Lynch, died while seven others were hurt. The Edward M. Cotter, which was declared a National Historic Landmark in 1996, is now used primarily to break up ice in the Buffalo River. Spending to fix it and continue using it, Endel suggests, would be a better option for the city financially. Without the Cotter, he explained, the nearest available icebreakers would be based in Cleveland.
They would send two icebreakers up here at a cost of somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 a day apiece. So that's $40,000 a day. On an average, this boat goes out 20 times a year during the icebreaking season. So if you take that 20 times 40,000, it more than pays for doing the boat a good facelift and getting it back to ship shape, so to speak.
Icebreaking excursions can sometimes last 12 to 14 hours, according to Captain Sixt, but he loves his role.
Words can't describe it. After 21 years being a professional firefighter and then holding this position, it's a very unique position to be in, and it's an honor and a privilege to serve the city this way.
To be on the Cotter crew, is that a coveted position within the fire department?
It was to me from the day I got the job. From the day I walked on the job 21 years ago, I knew this is where I'd want to land eventually. So,
Diane Tuberty's family will be coming in from across the country. She hopes that so too will donations for the Cotter.
We're hoping that by getting the word out that somehow all the people in Buffalo as well and anybody throughout the U.S. that loves fireboats, that donations can come in all across the country.
Donations to support a vintage vessel on which one of her own family members once served. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.